This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Stamerol. Active ingredient, yellow fever virus, live, attenuated. This leaflet provides important information about receiving Stamerol. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about being given Stamerol. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I or my child receiving Stamerol? Stamerol contains the active ingredient attenuated, weakened yellow fever virus. Stamerol is a vaccine that provides protection against a serious infectious disease called yellow fever. Yellow fever occurs in certain areas of the world and is spread to people through the bites of infected mosquitoes. Stamerol is given to people who 1. Are traveling to, passing through, or living in an area where yellow fever is present or may be present. 2. Are traveling to any country that requires an international certificate of vaccination for entry. This may depend on the countries previously visited during the same trip. The 3. Of may handle infectious materials such as laboratory workers. To obtain a vaccination certificate against yellow fever, it is necessary to be vaccinated in an approved vaccination center by a qualified and trained healthcare professional, so that an international certificate of vaccination can be issued. This certificate is valid from the 10th day after the vaccination. What should I know before my child or I receive Stamerol? Warnings. Stamerol must not be given to women who are pregnant or breastfeeding, children under 6 months of age. Stamerol should not be given if you or your child have ever had a severe allergic reaction to the active ingredient, eggs, chicken proteins, or any other ingredient of Stamerol. Have experienced a severe allergic reaction after an injection of a yellow fever vaccine. Have an illness with a fever or acute infection. The vaccination will be postponed until you have recovered. Have a poor or weakened immune system for any reason, such as illness or medical treatments, for example corticosteroids or chemotherapy. Have a weakened immune system due to HIV infection. Your doctor will tell you if you can still receive Stamerol based on your blood tests. Are infected with HIV and have active symptoms due to the infection. Have a history of problems with thymus gland or has had thymus gland removed for any reason. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can be given this vaccine. Check with your doctor if you are taking any medicines for any other condition. You are over 60 years old as you have an increased risk of certain types of severe but rare reactions to vaccines, including serious reactions that affect the brain and nerves, as well as vital organs. You will only be given the vaccine if the risk of infection with the virus is well established in countries where you are going to stay. Your child is aged 6 to 9 months. Stamerol may be given to children aged between 6 and 9 months only in special situations and on the basis of current official recommendations. You are infected with HIV, but do not present with any HIV infection-related symptoms. Your doctor will specify whether Stamerol can be given based on your blood tests. Your child is infected with HIV, AIDS. The doctor may need to perform specific exams and seek advice from a specialist before telling you whether your child may receive Stamerol. You have bleeding disorders, such as hemophilia, or a low level of platelets, or are taking medicines that reduce blood circulation. You can still receive Stamerol, provided that it is injected under the skin and not into a muscle. You or your child have rare hereditary problems of fructose intolerance. Stamerol contains a small amount of sorbitol and should not be given to people who have fructose intolerance. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor or nurse if you are pregnant, think you might be pregnant, or are breastfeeding. You should not receive Stamerol unless this cannot be avoided. If Stamerol is needed, you will need to stop breastfeeding for at least 2 weeks after receiving Stamerol. Your doctor or nurse can advise you on whether it is essential that you receive Stamerol while pregnant or breastfeeding. What if I or my child is taking other medicines? Please tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking or have recently taken any other medicines, including medicines obtained without a prescription. If you have recently been receiving any treatment which may have weakened your immune system, such as chemotherapy, or high doses of corticosteroids, vaccination against yellow fever should be postponed until your laboratory results show that your immune system has recovered. Your doctor will advise you when it is safe for you to be vaccinated. Stamil can be given at the same time as vaccines against typhoid, those containing the VI capsula polysaccharide. In adults, Stamil can be given at the same time as Imogev, live attenuated vaccine against Japanese encephalitis. Your doctor will advise you if Stamil can be given with another vaccine. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Stamil. How is Stamil given? How much is given? Stamil is given as a single 0.5 milliliter dose by your doctor or nurse. Stamil is given as an injection, usually under the skin, but it can be given into a muscle. It must not be injected into a blood vessel. When Stamil is given, the injection should be given at least 10 days before being at risk of infection with yellow fever, because it takes 10 days for the vaccine to work and provide good protection against the yellow fever virus. The protection will last at least 10 years and may be a lifelong protection. Some people may need to be revaccinated if they continue to be at risk for yellow fever virus infection. If you are given too much Stamil, overdose is most unlikely because your doctor or nurse gives the injections. If you have any concerns, ask your doctor. What should I know while being given Stamil? Call your doctor straight away if you do not feel well after receiving Stamil. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you have received Stamil. Looking after your medicine. Stamil is usually stored in the doctor's surgery, or clinic, or at the pharmacy. However, if you need to store Stamil, keep Stamil in the original pack until it is time for it to be given. Keep it in the refrigerator, store at 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze Stamil. Protect from light. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this vaccine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this vaccine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All vaccines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Body as a whole. Feeling sick. Fever, crying, irritability, drowsiness, vomiting, or appetite loss in children. Flu-like symptoms, such as high temperature, sore throat, runny or blocked nose, sneezing, cough and chills. Facial pressure and pain. Temporary lack of white blood cells, symptoms for which include frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Swollen glands in the neck, armpit, or groin. Fever. Brain and nervous system. Headaches. Dizziness, or fainting. Tingling, or numbness of the hands, or feet. Gastrointestinal. Vomiting. Stomach pain. Diarrhea. Injection site related. Injection site pain, or discomfort. Redness, swelling, bruising, or appearance of a hard lump. Muscles, joints and connective tissue. Painful joints. Unusual weakness. Muscle tenderness, or weakness not caused by exercise. Skin. Rash, or itchiness. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic reaction. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Difficulty swallowing or breathing. Loss of consciousness. Brain and nervous system. These may occur within 1 month of the vaccination and have sometimes been fatal. High fever with headache and confusion. Extreme tiredness. Personality change. Stiff neck. Inflammation of brain and nerve tissues. Fits. Loss of movement or feeling affecting certain parts or all of the body. Vital organs. These may occur within 10 days of the vaccination and may have a fatal outcome. The reaction can resemble an infection with the yellow fever virus. Early symptoms. Fever, feeling very tight, headache, muscle pain, low blood pressure. Later symptoms. Severe muscle and liver disorders. drops in number of some types of blood cells, identifiable through unusual bruising, or bleeding, or increased risk of infections, loss of normal functioning of the kidneys and lungs. What to do? Call your doctor immediately, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems-in-Australia, or in New Zealand at https://pofhealth.my.site.com/calmreportant/s/. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This vaccine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What's Tamiflu contains? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Yellow fever virus, produced in specified pathogen-free chick embryos, 17D strain, live, attenuated, not less than 1000 IU. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Histidine hydrochloride, alanine, sodium chloride, potassium chloride, sodium phosphate dihydrate, monobasic potassium phosphate, calcium chloride dihydrate, magnesium sulfate heptahydrate and water for injections. Potential allergens. Sorbitol. Lactose monohydrate. Do not receive this vaccine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. The manufacture of this vaccine includes exposure to bovine materials. No evidence exists that any case of VCJD, considered to be the human form of bovine spongiform encephalopathy, has resulted from the administration of any vaccine product. What Tamiflu looks like? Tamiflu is a beige to orange beige homogeneous powder, which after reconstitution with sodium chloride solution, a clear and colorless solution forms a beige to pink beige suspension, which is more or less opalescent. OSTAR 58571. Who distributes Tamiflu? Distributed in Australia by Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Ltd. 12 to 24 Aloe Vera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Free call 1-800-818-806. Email medinfo.australia@sanofi.com. Distributed in New Zealand by Pharmacy Retailing, NZ Limited T/A Healthcare Logistics, P.O. Box 62027, Sylvia Park, Auckland 1644. Free call 0800283684. Email medinfo.australia@sanofi.com. This leaflet was prepared in July 2024. STAR CCDSV 11 CMIV 5-09 of 23.